Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Market Crafters: The 100-Year Struggle to Shape the American Economy by Chris Hughes is a work of narrative economic history and policy argument about how American markets have been deliberately designed, steered, and repaired over the last century, rather than treating capitalism as a naturally self-organizing system that thrives when government stays out. Hughes centers the people and institutions that quietly build the rules, incentives, and backstops that make markets function. He calls this practice market craft, and he describes its practitioners as market crafters, public officials, activists, and business leaders who shape outcomes through regulation, public financing, antitrust, and industrial policy, moving across sectors such as finance, healthcare, energy, aviation, and semiconductors. The book highlights both effective interventions and damaging mistakes, arguing that the real choice is not between markets and government, but between well-designed and poorly designed markets. Hughes ultimately frames market craft as essential to addressing modern challenges like inequality, economic instability, and the governance of emerging technologies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, market craft and the myth of the hands-off free market. A central theme of the book is that markets are not natural phenomena that simply appear when government steps aside. Hughes argues that markets are political and institutional creations, built from laws, enforcement capacity, and public choices about property, competition, risk, and redistribution. The idea of a pure free market functions more like a story policymakers tell than a description of how the American economy has actually worked. By introducing the concept of market craft, he gives readers a vocabulary for the behind-the-scenes work that makes exchange possible at scale, setting rules for banking stability, defining what counts as fair competition, designing consumer protections, and deciding when public power should underwrite private risk. This framing also changes how success and failure are judged. Instead of asking whether government interfered, the better question becomes whether the market was designed to be innovative, stable, and broadly beneficial. Hughes uses this lens to connect historical episodes across industries, showing that even periods celebrated as private sector triumphs typically relied on deliberate public architecture that shaped incentives and constrained harmful behavior. Secondly, state capacity in finance and crisis management. Hughes devotes significant attention to financial markets because they reveal how quickly prosperity can turn into instability when rules and backstops are weak. He highlights the role of government institutions that stabilize credit and prevent cascading failures, emphasizing that such stabilization is not accidental but engineered. One emblematic example is the Reconstruction Finance Corporation, associated in the book with Jesse Jones, which served as a vehicle for extending credit and supporting key parts of the economy during periods of stress. Through episodes like this, Hughes shows how public financing and emergency tools can keep firms and households from being destroyed by liquidity crunches and panic. The broader point is not that every bailout is good, but that financial markets require credible guardrails and lender of last resort functions to remain productive rather than predatory or fragile. He contrasts constructive market craft with policy choices that downplay systemic risk, warning that confidence in self-regulating finance can produce regulatory gaps. By treating crisis response and supervision as forms of market design, the book encourages readers to see stability as something chosen and maintained, not something that markets reliably generate on their own. Thirdly, industrial policy and the making of strategic sectors. Another major topic is how the United States has repeatedly used industrial policy, sometimes explicitly and sometimes indirectly, to build capabilities in strategic industries. Hughes traces how public funding, procurement, coordination, and standard setting have helped create or accelerate markets in areas where private actors alone might underinvest due to high uncertainty, long-time horizons, or the need for shared infrastructure. The book discusses the semiconductor industry as an example of coordinated innovation, describing efforts linked to figures such as Robert Noyce and public support for collaborative research that aim to strengthen American competitiveness. This approach reframes industrial policy as a recurring American practice rather than a foreign model, and it highlights the practical tools involved: targeted subsidies, government-backed R&D, and arrangements that reduce collective action problems among firms. Hughes also underscores that industrial policy can fail when captured by narrow interests or when goals are unclear, so the design details matter. By connecting past episodes to current debates, the book argues that emerging sectors like clean energy and advanced computing will not be shaped by markets alone, but by the choices governments make about funding, competition, and deployment at scale. Fourthly, social policy as market making in healthcare. Hughes treats social programs not only as redistribution, but also as market-shaping interventions that restructure incentives, prices, and access. In healthcare, policy design can effectively create markets where none could function fairly. Because private provision without shared risk and broad coverage often leaves large parts of the population priced out, the book points to the political and organizing work behind landmark programs such as Medicare and Medicaid, including activism associated with Katherine Ellickson, all to show that these institutions were built through deliberate choices about who would be covered, how providers would be paid, and what role the federal government would play. In this telling, healthcare markets are not simply arenas for private exchange. They are systems whose performance depends on rules about eligibility, reimbursement, bargaining power, and regulation. Hughes uses this to illustrate a broader argument when society decides that certain goods are essential. The question becomes how to design the market so that innovation and service provision coexist with affordability and equity. By placing healthcare alongside finance and industrial policy, the book reinforces that market craft applies across the economy, not just in traditionally regulated sectors. Lastly, deregulation, antitrust, and the struggle over market power, the book also examines how market craft can be used to restrain concentrated power or, alternatively, to enable harmful risk-taking when oversight is weakened. Hughes discusses the consequences of deregulatory decisions in modern finance, including how the light-touch approach to derivatives associated with Alan Greenspan contributed to vulnerabilities that surfaced in the 2008 financial crisis. This episode supports his claim that choosing not to regulate is itself a form of market design with distributive and stability consequences. On the other side of the ledger, Hughes highlights the renewed attention to antitrust and competition policy, including the rise of modern enforcement energy associated with Lina Khan at the Federal Trade Commission. He presents antitrust as a core market craft tool. It shapes what kinds of business strategies are rewarded, whether new entrants can challenge incumbents, and how gains from innovation are shared. Rather than treating competition policy as a narrow legal specialty, the book frames it as an essential component of building markets that remain dynamic and inclusive over time. The broader struggle is over who sets the rules, and whether those rules counterbalance private power or entrench it. In conclusion, Market Crafters is best suited for readers who want an accessible but serious account of how American capitalism has been built in practice policy-minded citizens. Students of political economy and professionals in finance, technology, or public administration who need historical context for current debates. Its main intellectual benefit is a reframing. Instead of arguing endlessly about more government versus less government, Hughes pushes readers to ask what kind of market we are building, with what tools, and for whose benefit. That shift can sharpen contemporary discussions about clean energy deployment, AI governance, healthcare affordability, and financial stability, because it treats rules and institutions as design choices rather than background noise. The book also provides practical value by highlighting a toolbox that has repeatedly appeared in U.S. history: public credit and backstops, coordinated investment, regulation that targets systemic risk, and competition policy that limits monopoly power. What helps it stand out within popular economic history is its focus on the practitioners and mechanisms of market design, presented through a cross-sector narrative that links crisis management, industrial strategy, and social policy, compared with books that treat markets as either heroic or doomed. Hughes emphasizes craft the contingent, improvable work of building institutions that can deliver innovation with stability and inclusion. If you would like to support Chris Hughes, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.